2-1-2 break. Lead pass, Celebrini moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Palat the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Road trip action continues for San Jose Sharks hockey. Tonight we're in Edmonton for the third of four meetings between the Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers. San Jose has not won against the Edmontonians in four straight matchups, and they'd love to end a seven-game winless streak tonight that continued in exciting but disappointing fashion in Minnesota. You may recall the game. Macklin Celebrini, 3 goals and 2 assists. Will Smith, 1 goal and 3 assists. But the Sharks dropping one in overtime to the Wild on the strength of a Kirill Kaprizov goal.
The Sharks are a little bit tired here, and they want Kaprizov to energetically go into the zone. Kaprizov gets the drop at the red line. He moves in with speed right down the middle. Across the line, little drop pass. Zuccarello's got it back to Kaprizov, and he scores! So Kirill Kaprizov gets the game winner in overtime to make it 8-7, the final in favor of Minnesota. The Sharks fought all the way back from being down by 3 goals in the third period. But the man who comes back from injury is the man of the hour, and there were two of them for Minnesota. Joel Eriksson-Ek, 4 goals, and Kirill Kaprizov, a pair, his 24th and 25th of the year. The last one, the game winner. And Marc-Andre Fleury passes Martin Brodeur into first place all time in the history of the NHL for most overtime wins in NHL history with 70.
But Sharks head coach Ryan Warsowski is taking the good things out of that Minnesota game and trying to amplify them tonight. For instance, all of the excitement around Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith's offensive performances and the fact that the Sharks had the resolve to come back from a 3-goal deficit in the third period.
Yeah, we saw, obviously, Mac and Will show a little bit, and but I thought we did some good things. These just weren't one-off goals. We were getting to the inside of the ice, and I think that's the big positive that we take offensively. Defensively, we have some work to do, but if you look at the big picture, those guys took some major steps in how you need to score goals in this league. And yeah, we didn't get the result, but we also fought back down, you know, 3 goals in the third period. It wasn't looking, you know, good for a little bit against a team that's, you know, fighting for their lives and to get into the playoffs. So I give our group a lot of credit of the character they showed. And I think individually we made some strides.
Unfortunately, Mario Ferraro's season is over with a lower body injury. Everybody in the Sharks dressing room will definitely miss him. Carl Grundstrom says it's a big loss, but also a big inspiration, given the way that Ferraro took one for the team when he was injured.
Yeah, absolutely. Great team guy, and obviously you never want to see a guy get hurt, but yeah, he's always putting the body on the line and for the team, so it's going to be a big loss for us. Obviously, it's a big piece of our team, so we got to miss him the last couple games here for sure.
Zach Ostapchuk comes back to his hometown to face off against the Edmonton Oilers, and he's certainly been inspired by Mario Ferraro since joining the team.
I mean, that's him, that's Mario. Obviously, he plays his heart out every night for us. He's a big part of our leadership here. Obviously, he's going to be severely missed. Obviously, even just in the locker room, I'm sure he'll be around. But out there, like, he's a warrior. So, I mean, when you get a guy missing like that, we take a hit for sure.
With Ferraro out, Jan Rutta draws back into the lineup for the San Jose Sharks. The first thing Rutta wanted to say is how much he admires Ferraro.
Yeah, I mean, he puts the body on the line every single night, so, you know, that's just how he plays. You know, obviously a great leader, so, you know, it sucks. I know how he wanted to get those 82 games, you know, so I just really feel for him. It's really unfortunate, but, you know, just got to appreciate the way he plays. You know, as I said, he puts the body on the line every single night. Just tons of respect for Mario.
The second thing that Rutta said is that he really looks forward to tonight's game.
Yeah, obviously excited. I've been hurt for a long time, so, you know, just excited to get into the games.
What's been the hardest part about being a veteran player and being out of the lineup and not able to help? Jan Rutta told us.
the whole process has been like really long, really frustrating. So, you know, I just tried to hang around with the boys as much as I could and stay positive, you know, and, you know, here we are.
One thing that's great, Ruta thinks, is that the youngest players on the team are really progressing.
I feel like the team's been playing really well. Obviously, a lot of young players, a lot of talent. It's just a lot of fun to watch them grow. You know, I feel like even there hasn't been like that many good results. I think the play and the games, they were really good, and I like how they're growing, how their games, which way their game's trending. You know, so it's nice to see those players grow.
One thing that Jan Ruta says is that it's exciting for Sharks fans to at least see what the future is going to hold for the team, with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith performing as they did the other night.
Yeah, I mean, just for hockey fans in general, you know, Sharks fans are really, really fortunate to have those two guys here. You know, just you could see like just amazing talent, a lot of talent, you know, work ethic, everything. You know, they're great guys. It's really hard not to root for them.
The man that's been on the wing with Celebrini and Smith the last couple of games is Nikolai Kovalenko. Kovalenko scored the first goal in the Sharks' third period rally, his seventh of the season, and he says he's really enjoying playing with the two young stars.
You know, it's every time I feel great when you have a connection with everybody from your team, and you can just find quicker connection because, you know, we have not too much game for this season. And I mean, full left, yeah. So it's a, first of all, good experience for me. And I'm so appreciated for them. This is two future superstar when I said in at home. And yeah, like we play them. They try make a play every time, not for the rim, out the red line. So I like it. I really love it. So I think every time I say more important, you should be enjoy for this game because it's favorite game for us, for everybody. And sometimes happens mistakes, sometimes happens other things, and you not should be like change your mind about like bad thing. You should be feeling enjoy. You should be feeling like it's okay next time. It's okay next shift. I should be thinking about next shift, not about past. So, yeah, it's a more important like enjoy for this moment, for these guys, so for this game.
Georgi Romanov will start in goal for San Jose, while Calvin Pickard gets the nod for Edmonton. The Oilers will still be without Leon Draisaitl tonight. But Connor McDavid is back, had 3 points in his last game, and head coach Chris Knobloch gave us an update on the status of goaltender Stuart Skinner and defenseman Matthias Ekholm.
Stu will be our backup goalie tonight. Picks are starting. Ekki is playing tonight.
So what about tonight? You have to look forward to playing against a guy like Connor McDavid, even though Leon Draisaitl is out of the lineup for Edmonton. For Jan Ruta, it's back to action and right back into the fire.
Oh, yeah. There are no easy games in the league, you know, so might as well.
For Zach Ostapchuk, playing in his hometown is a big deal. He can't wait to get on the ice tonight.
Yeah, no, 100%. Obviously, I was a huge Oilers fan growing up, and me and my dad, kind of, I bet you we watched every game growing up, so didn't miss any games, and obviously, yeah, my dream to play in the NHL, and especially to play in a game here in front of the people I love. I mean, it's going to be cool.
Given the fact that the Sharks gave up 3 power play goals and 4 attempts against the Minnesota Wild, penalty killing is going to be important. But according to head coach Ryan Warsawski, staying out of the box is just as important.
Yeah, crucial against this team tonight, especially in this building. They feed off their power play. They feed off momentum off their power play if they don't score. So I got to play 5-on-5. We like our game. We're playing 5-on-5. We got to make sure we're skating and not taking the stick infractions. And usually if your legs are going, you keep your sticks down.
Also, the Sharks want to get inside on the Oilers to give them lots of trouble. When they were successful against Minnesota, that's what they were doing, and that's what Carl Grundstrom says is necessary tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did a good job of that last game to get on the inside, and we scored a lot of goals, but unfortunately we didn't get the win. But if we keep doing that, it would be good because I think Some games you have a struggle with that too. We're a little bit too much on the outside, and it's hard to score goals from there.
Goaltender Georgi Romanov is looking for his first NHL win tonight. Calvin Pickard is in net for the Edmonton Oilers. It should be a really exciting game. Don't miss the broadcast. Scott Hannon is with me on the call. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock Pacific time from Rogers Place in Edmonton. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.